Saints, I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for giving us an opportunity to meet today, Saints. And I trust that the Holy Spirit will give us grace today so that we can be able to deliver on this particular subject, because it is, I realize, a big subject indeed. But we nevertheless trust the Lord for its sake. We trust the Lord, and the Lord will be with us and will guide us. Now, without a waste of time, Saints, I want us to take the word of God. And I remember we have been busy. Yesterday we dealt with an important subject where we were able to understand that we should labor for the meat of the bread that perisheth not. And then it is in this time that the Lord Jesus Christ made this known to us, so that we may be his disciples that would excel and give a proper harvest to him. Now, we are living in the third Exodus according to the word of God. We are living in the third Exodus. When we say a third Exodus, we are living in the going out of and the going into. So we need to understand that. So when God started with Abraham, he did a particular thing to take him out of the place where he was to the place where he will show him. He will show him. That's what he said. And now an exodus, when it happened, when God came down and then he handled the matter of exodus in his own hand.
Amen.
And I want you to understand that it always is the same.
Amen.
That the Lord will handle the matter of exodus in his own hand. And then it is what the Lord does by himself.
Amen.
It's very important, people of God, to understand that the Lord handles the matter by himself. Now, having to miss that, we will find ourselves lingering between opinions.
Mm.
We will find ourselves having frustrated and confused when the trumpet has been blown.
Amen.
We need to understand that the trumpet that sounds is specific to sound a jubilee for God's people.
Amen.
Now, when Moses came, the trumpet signifies the message. It's the voice that carries the message. Now, when Moses was called in the first Exodus, God came down himself.
Amen.
I want
Amen.
Us to be clear of this thing.
Amen.
God came down himself. God did not send somebody on his Amen. Behalf. He came down himself, and Moses was an instrument which God in his presence used.
Amen.
So we need to get that. God in his presence used Moses. Now, we understand that Pharaoh did not know the God of Moses.
Yes, sir.
Says, who is the God of Moses that I may obey him?
Yes, sir.
He was not aware. You see, that's the most troublous matter.
Sure.
That he is looking at him.
Oh, my.
I'll repeat that. He was looking at him. Moses was there. And God had Moses to be his cover.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because we can't see our living God.
Amen.
And continue to live.
Amen.
So Moses was his cover. You see, the most important thing that we need to know as Christians, we need to know how God works. The scripture says we need to know the ways of God.
Amen.
If you want to know the ways of God, need to know the thoughts of God, so that the mind of God is revealed to you.
Yes, sir.
So if you do not understand the thoughts of God, if you don't understand the ways of God, if you can't catch that, you do not have the mind of God.
Hmm.
Meaning you need His Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So that you can get the two together. So why does God want us to understand this thing? So that we may know how He does things.
Amen.
And knowing how God does things is very important. So first Exodus, God came by Himself to do the work of the Exodus.
Amen.
Now, Moses was there with God. Now, if people don't understand, God nearly killed Moses before they got to Egypt.
Amen.
Because God Himself descended with a shout.
Amen.
And the message, the shout, required Moses to do according to the required standard of the time. And Moses was sick, dying, and Zipporah caught the revelation.
Amen. Amen.
His wife caught the revelation, and the revelation she caught, she took a stone and circumcised Moses' children.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Moses would not go and preach deliverance to circumcised people.
Yes, sir.
When his own children
my.
Was not circumcised.
Amen.
I want you to get there. Because it is the going out of.
Amen.
It requires a proper release of flesh.
Amen. Amen.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
So Moses also, his family, his house needed to be in order.
Yes, sir.
So that he may actually go to Egypt. Sure. And that's how Moses was saved out of the situation.
Mm.
Now, can you imagine then a Gentile woman got it?
Mm.
I want you to get it.
Gentile.
A Gentile woman.
Amen.
Got it.
Amen.
And Moses did not get it then, and therefore
Amen.
Moses was saved out of the situation. Now, God came Himself with a message to Egypt to take them out of Egypt into the promised land. So that is the message of redemption, the message of Exodus, or the message of restoration. So when the church went out, you see, when the people of God were in Egypt, they were My people. Pharaoh, let My people go.
Amen.
When they went out, they became a church.
Amen.
Unfortunately, out of Egypt, being a church, they were still a mixed multitude.
Amen.
Meaning, there were still people which were not originally part of the nation of God.
Mm-hmm.
Who were saved because they were under a roof
that
had followed the message
Amen.
At the time.
Amen.
But then, God has shown us that these people benefited from the message
Amen.
All along.
Amen.
You see, they passed through the Red Sea.
My.
They ate manna.
Yes, sir.
A lot of things that they drink water from the rock. You see, all the things that the Israelites was enjoying, they also was enjoying. But then, the land was promised to the nation of God.
Amen.
And then Abraham said, "Thy is promised to you, and thy seed after you." You see?
Amen.
And then God said, "I will deliver them by My mighty hand." After how many years? 400 years. So that they may go and do what? And possess the land. But when they were supposed to do the going into, there had to be some introspection. There had to be a diligence or a diligent work done.
Amen.
They had to shake off some things that they happened to supposedly have acquired during the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You see, during the journey, there are some certain things that we acquire that are not part of the journey.
Yes, sir.
And that would hinder us from going into.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, we need to understand that. That's very important. So therefore, it was the going out of a particular situation into a new era. And now, in that journey, before they get into the promised land,
a new administration was introduced.
Amen.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
A new administration was introduced. Then Moses was set off, and then God, because it is God who is taking the people out of into.
Yes, sir.
It is not Moses.
Amen.
And Moses was not told to do that, for that matter.
Yes, sir.
He was told to deliver my people.
Mm-hmm.
So the work of taking them out of into, it is the complete work of Jehovah.
Amen.
Are we getting there?
Yes,
now, the second Exodus, we can mark it again. So, why do we say it was the second Exodus? Because they had to get out of a particular dispensation that had specified or specific laws and administration.
Amen.
So they had to go into a new administration again, mm-hmm. out of the law. And then the doing of that work was not a man's doing.
Yes, sir.
It was supposed to be the Lord's doing. It is the work of the Lord. And what happened? The Lord himself,
amen,
again came down. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Amen.
The Lord himself what? Came down.
Yeah.
Now, this time, he came by the flesh and blood of God.
Mm. Amen.
It was a prophet likened unto Moses,
amen,
according to the scripture. Moses said in Deuteronomy 18, God will send you a prophet likened unto me.
Amen.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
So it was, hallelujah, it was him again handling the Exodus. We need to get there.
Amen.
I don't want you to be confused.
Amen.
God handles the Exodus by himself.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
So therefore, God had to handle this particular Exodus this time, and that was a beautiful work that he came to do in the body called the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus did not come, oh, amen, he did not come with his own name.
Amen.
He came bearing the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I want us to understand that name they called him, it was not the name that comes from the parents of the earth.
Amen.
It was told that you shall name him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Yeshua, meaning the Lord is my salvation.
Amen.
Jehovah is my salvation. He came to save them from the condemnation of the law.
Amen.
And place them in the dispensation of grace, where God begins to work for them.
Amen. Amen.
Are you getting there?
Amen.
They escaped. That was the escape. So therefore, now, it was not only getting out of, it was getting into.
Amen.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
Now, through all the dispensation of grace, God has been doing the work. But I want you to get something. He sent an angel in each and every age, according to Revelation chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. Rather, 1, 2, 3, God will be sending angels for every segment of era. So the era that God would use, he would send an angel. The message, I want us to be clear about this. The message always is sent to an angel, not angels.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
An angel to that particular age.
Yes, sir.
Or to that particular church. From Ephesus to Laodicea. Which you and I, people of God, are living in the era called Laodicea.
Amen.
Amen.
By Laodicea, the word Laodicea means human light. Or the power of the people.
Mm.
Where we see what is normally called democracy is prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, what you see outside is deception.
Amen.
Because nobody can get it even right.
Yeah.
But it is a time where human opinion,
oh, man.
It's so overwhelming. Overflowing. Everyone that has an opinion wants it to be known. You can send it out there, give it out there. It's a time where everybody's opinion is actually considered. This is the most terrible time that we have ever lived. But it did not change the program of God.
Amen. Thank you.
That God has his program.
Amen.
I want us to understand that. But because it is a prank of the ending of the dispensation of grace. Grace as a dispensation, I want us to understand that.
Amen.
It's about to end. And we get into the dispensation of the kingdom. The eternal dispensation.
Amen.
That's what we are getting into. So at the end of the dispensation of grace, we will have again the exodus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We have to have the exodus because there is the going out of. You see, the gospel of grace takes us out of the spiritual Egypt. Into, amen, into the spiritual Canaan.
Amen. Amen.
But that's not complete way.
Yes, sir.
It's not a complete way. Our physicality needs a transformation.
Amen.
Transfiguration.
Amen.
So that it can be delivered into the state of eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's the work we called Exodus. There is an exit.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
We're not going to just exit here. We must get into a particular sphere where the fire of God that comes to burn this earth cannot touch us.
Amen.
We need to get there. We need to have physical bodies that are spiritual bodies. I want you to get there.
Amen.
We need to have physical bodies that are spiritual bodies.
Amen.
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, right?
Amen.
Yes, we need to have them bodies. Now, and that's an exodus that is called in our time, but in this exodus, let me just say, and in this exodus also, there must be the, amen, the presence of the coming down of the Lord himself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the people who are confused about these exoduses is because they don't understand God's program.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because they are lingering in the midst of confusion.
My man.
But we, as the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have found a trumpet.
Amen.
That sounded a clear message.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen.
That's what we need to talk about. That's what we need to actually realize. Because the message of Elijah, every time breaks confusion.
Amen.
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 It settles opinions so that it brings what we call absolute.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the message of Elijah. Every time, that's what he does.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It was Elijah, we will read the scripture. Let's read the scripture quickly. In the book of Kings. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 21. Listen to what Elijah is saying here. And Elijah came unto all the people. He came unto how many people? All the people. And said, how long? How did ye between two opinions? So I use the word lingering so that the searchers may not actually get to the point of what I'm dealing with, okay? How long held ye between two opinions? The word held here is Pashach.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. hallowed. It's like Passover, Pasach.
Amen.
It means you're going from another to another.
Yes, sir.
You pass to another and pass over to another one. It's between two opinions. You have, if the Lord be God, follow him. It's not going to try to beg people to follow him. He knows what he's following.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He says, if God, if the Lord, meaning Jehovah, Adonai, be God, follow him. If Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. It seems as if that's what people become all the time. The idea that we need to ask saints, which I will deal with from now on, I will deal with this particular subject. The idea that we need to ask is Elijah truly coming in the last day? And if he does, who is he coming for? What is he going to do? The argument of the people who are against the message truth is that Elijah is never going to come for the Gentiles. God does not use his prophets, never send them to the Gentiles. He used them for the Jews. Are we getting there? This is confusion. The people left their denomination. And then if you leave the denomination, and you go out of the message, you go back to the denomination.
Yes, sir.
I know they like to say the message people denominated. It's up to them who denominated. The truth is, you cannot denominate the message. That's the first point.
No way.
Amen.
You can have a denomination church that runs by the principle of the message, but you cannot denominate the message.
Amen.
Are we getting this?
Amen.
So therefore, it's unfortunate. It is Elijah that was sent in his time to tend the heart.
Amen.
So that is the ministry of Elijah, to tend the heart. I'm talking about the Elijah the Tishbite.
Amen. Amen.
The original Elijah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And God in his time, let me just share this scripture. Let's do that. I'm trying to show you something here, saints. In the time of Elijah, in the time of Elijah, something great happened. Let's say 1 Kings 19. Let's say just take 19. Let's take 1 Kings 19 and then try to follow on and see how the Lord really is blessing us. The Bible is beautiful, saints. It's beautiful. And oh my. Now, I want us to follow that. It says here, let's start from verses 14. I'm going to start from verse 14. I know you all know about whatever. You can actually read it from verse 1 and so forth. It's beautiful. It's inspiring if we understand that. Now listen to this. God bless you, saints. Verse 14. He said, "I've been very jealous for the Lord." Is it the same scripture that I'm looking for?
Chapter 19.
Yes. Is it chapter 19? Let me just complete it. Yes. So the 19, we'll start from this 14 here. I hope I'm actually reading the right one. He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." I want you to understand that the quest of the Collins crew is to seek the life of Elijah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
and to take it away. That is the idea. It has been, you understand, there are people that are born in the time of Elijah who seek the life of Elijah and to actually do what? Take it away.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord said unto him, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be the king over Syria. Okay, I just want to understand. Are these people really reading the Bible? Is this not a Gentile king?
It is.
So God does not send a prophet to the Gentiles.
Oh my.
Who is he sending? He's not sending prophets. Who is he sending?
Oh my God.
And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, thou shalt anoint to be a king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Mehol, shalt thou anoint to be a prophet in thy room. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not going to talk much about Hazael. I'm not going to talk about him. I just want to let us understand that God sent Elijah a lot to both the Gentiles and the Israelites. Amen. That's why you need to understand that Moses was captured by the people who were not the Israelites. Helped him during the time of his fugitiveness until God said, now it's time to go back. But Moses worked specifically with the Israelites, if you see that. But Elijah, on the other hand, that's why during the time of the tribulation, you'll see them both.
Yes, sir.
Moses and Elijah, we need to understand that. So therefore, Elijah was sent to the Shunammite woman, who is also a Gentile. Are we understanding that?
Amen.
The Lord just has testified about it.
Yes, sir.
That there were many widows at that time, but God sent him to this one. Are we getting this?
Amen.
So, this is beautiful, saints, to see scriptures be made manifest in a way that does not confuse.
Yes, sir. Clear.
So now, we want to say this message.
Yeah.
Why linger ye,
bye-bye,
people in the message? Why linger ye, Pentecostals? Why linger ye, ex-message believers? Between two opinions.
Come on now.
No.
Come on now.
The problem of experience makes an important work here. Because it takes now an experience with God, the encounter with God,
yes, sir,
to actually see and find the right way. Because the right way is always in the middle. And Elijah knows that many times. He takes people who are extreme and shape up a way. Can you imagine during the time of John the Baptist, the same thing happened?
Amen.
In the time of Elisha, the same thing happened. Yes, he had to turn people, turn the heart.
Yes,
turn people. That was his ministry all along. If you read the Bible, you'll see that. You don't have to read the scriptures Brother Branham read.
Yeah.
The scriptures Paul read. The scriptures Pastor Lempane read. You don't need to read it. You need to just go to the Bible. Stop being lazy.
Amen.
Stop the slothfulness.
Yeah. Amen.
Get to the scripture. Be sincere. Make proper findings before you can say things.
Amen.
Railing accusation against the people of God.
Oh,
railing accusation against God's servants.
Amen.
I tell you, if you think you are saving God, you are saving yourself.
Amen.
Because in order for you to serve God, you need to find the one whom God sent now.
Yes, sir.
That's why I was saying the scripture in the book of John to say the Antichrist spirit is the one who denies the Christ who has made flesh. It does not talk about Jesus of Nazareth.
No, sir.
At that time, yes. And that Christ became Paul.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that Christ became Irenaeus.
Amen.
That Christ became Saint Martin.
Oh,
that Christ became Saint Columbus.
Yes,
that Christ became, hallelujah,
Amen.
Martin Luther.
Amen.
That Christ became John Wesley.
Yes,
that Christ became William Seymour.
Amen. Amen.
In the last days, that Christ became the Word again.
Amen.
In the ministry of Elijah.
Yes,
the truth is, truly, is it true or is it a misunderstanding? Should we expect a man of Elijah's stature? Should we expect such a ministry?
Mm.
Is it something we should expect? Mm. The answer is yes. And we can go through the scripture and check when we follow the ministry of Elijah. According to the promise God spoke of. In the book of Malachi, he says, behold, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. He says, behold, I send unto you Elijah the prophet. You can just read a few verses prior to this one. See, when the scripture says, remember the law of Moses, my servant. Then you see, it has got nothing to do with the Gentile. How poor study of the Bible are you doing? I told you, saints, you can't take words lightly.
Amen.
You have to be considerate when you deal with these things. Are we getting there?
Amen.
God respects His word.
Amen.
He takes it very sincere. And you just want to use your opinion on a particular thing that God spoke. That's the most dangerous thing a person can do. But then, let's look into what the scripture says. In the book of Elijah, of Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, he says, behold, I, who? God. And if God says I, there is no ex-message believer who's going to stop him from doing it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Whether they like the Elijah or they don't, God is going to do it.
Amen.
It will be, oh Lord, have mercy. God will hide it again to those who are prudent.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Like He hid or blinded the Syrian army. He's going to hide it again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So that they do not see. Seeing, having it there, they won't see it.
My, my, my.
You see, God rolls things around His men that will actually do what? Stumble. Behold, I lay in Zion a stone of offense.
Amen. Amen.
It's a rock of offense. You need to understand.
Amen.
There's a reason why He said, I lay in Zion.
Amen.
A rock of offense. And it was laid. And it is laid again in the last time.
Amen.
What does you understand there?
Amen.
And that's the problem we have today.
My, my.
What is Zion? What is he talking about? The church of the living God.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
We have come to Mount Zion.
Amen.
We have come to innumerable campus. We have come to what?
Hey.
The church.
Hallelujah.
We have come to the congregation of the Most High. And in there is a rock of offense.
Yes, sir.
It will never stumble us. We will never be stumbled by it.
Amen.
It won't crush us. This is our rock.
Amen.
This is our foundation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We are not confused.
Sorry.
Oh, my.
So, now, I want you to realize something. He says, I will send unto you, who? Elijah the prophet. It's very important. He didn't say Elijah and Moses.
Amen.
He said Elijah the prophet.
Yes, sir.
And he shall what? Before when? Before the great and the terrible day of the Lord.
Yeah.
It's 2 days.
Mm.
So when John the Baptist came, it was a great day, which was what? The year of what? Of acceptance. Acceptable year of the Lord. Now, but before the dreadful day of the Lord, Elijah must come.
Yes, sir.
Now, we need to understand, Elijah must come before the dreadful day of the Lord. And the church of the Gentile must experience this man because they are not going to be included in the dreadful day.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because the heart must be turned.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
We need to understand that the heart must be turned. Now, let's hear which hearts must be turned. The heart of children, or rather, of fathers to children, and the heart of children to fathers. This is very important.
Oh, hallelujah.
To help these people who seem to miss it. Let's help out here. The book of Paul tells us, Romans chapter 9. Is it saying that? It speaks of the fathers, and it says, who are the fathers? The Israelites are the fathers.
Amen.
According to the promise, they are the fathers.
Amen.
It's Romans chapter 9, verse. They are the fathers. I think it's 3, verse 3, verse 5. Verse 5. You see?
Amen.
The Israelites are the fathers.
Yes, sir.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
That is the most important thing. Now, who are the children? Because they must be brought to the heart of children. So who are the children? The word says in the book, he that have received the way, or he that has received him,
amen,
have he gave him permission,
yes, sir,
the power to be called the child of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you need to understand that Paul, as a prophet, begins to tell them, brothers, that you are holding on to the law when God has presented grace.
Amen.
So, and because you are held between two opinions, we shall leave you.
Oh my God.
And go to the Gentiles.
Oh.
There is a transition.
Sure.
A grace transition.
Oh my God. Amen.
You can't speak of the law in the presence of grace.
Amen.
You need to understand that an insult to the work of grace. So,
my.
It's an insult to the work of grace. The two cannot coexist.
No, sir.
So therefore, the exorder had to be completed out of into.
Yes, sir.
And then it had to find people that are ordained to eternal life.
Amen.
Come on, bless God.
Amen.
Paul said, we are leaving you and we are going to the Gentiles.
Yes, sir.
It is in the book of Acts. They can read about it.
Amen.
Are we getting there? So now, we need to understand. Now, the children are introduced. By grace, the children are introduced.
Amen.
We cannot repeat it. 3.5 years, Jesus said, I came not to the Gentiles, but I came to the lost sheep of Israel.
Amen.
Now, he had nothing against us.
Yes, sir.
We were supposed to come in the appointed time.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But that was not nothing to do with us. He had to follow scripture because scripture binds him. So if the scripture had to bind him in that first 3.5 years, there is a lot of scripture that binds him to give me my healing.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That same scripture will bind him to give you the promise.
Yeah.
Amen. So when the appointed time came,
amen,
Paul was ready to spread the message of grace,
amen,
to the Gentile Jews.
Hallelujah.
And God, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, was busy building. I want to say, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we see Paul, I say the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
When you see all these messengers coming, see that. Now, what is the fivefold ministry? The fivefold ministry is everyone besides the prophet of the hour.
Amen.
The fivefold ministry.
Amen.
And him also, he serve under an office.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That is explained under the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
But his office is above the Bible ministry because it is the office that ushers the truth.
Amen. Yes, sir.
The office that brings about the open book.
Amen.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
So that's the most important thing. Now Paul, in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, let's read it. Chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul, chapter 14, Paul is telling us something important. Paul speaks of a trumpet here.
My mind.
Paul is telling us something very important. It's verse 8. Now, I'm going to start here from verse 6 so that you may understand. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I shall speak to you either by revelation, I want you to understand that, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine. I want you to get that. This is what the message contains.
Amen.
So when you leave the message, what do you have?
Oh my
the Bible.
God.
The message is the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Number one, what the message is revelation.
Amen.
Which we will look into. Oh. We will have to look into what we're talking about when we talk about revelation, which is the message.
Amen.
And it's also knowledge. And it's also prophesying. And it's also doctrine. Mm. He says now, even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinct in the sound, distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what is a pipe or what is harp?
Yeah.
How shall it be known?
Oh my God.
So therefore, the devil is busy speaking, but people are lingering. Between two opinions.
Oh my.
Yeah. They are lingering between opinion because they not have a clear message.
Amen.
And that's exactly what we were talking about.
Yes, sir. Right.
That the people came into the message and yet they are lingering between opinions.
Yes, sir.
Sure. The message is not revealed to them. It has not been clear.
Yes, sir.
What the message is.
Amen.
Again. Can you imagine the job that God did in the last day by coming himself? Now, listen to this change. The prophet Moses may be gone, but the ministry continues with Joshua.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The type of Joshua is here now.
Yes, sir.
And the type of Joshua is not another angel.
Amen.
With the exception of the messenger of the last day.
Amen.
Amen.
You can quote it. It's easy to find it. He says, that what comes out of it will be impersonation. There's nothing that God will do. God will not send another man after the seventh and the messenger because these two will be in the same age, different opinions. Because being in Goshen was to mean that you are still in Egypt, but in Goshen.
Amen.
Again,
yes, sir.
So when you talk about the bride age, we are not talking about a separate age from the one we are in, the present age.
Yeah.
We are talking about that the bride has been lifted out of Egypt into a specified place.
Amen.
Where she is saved.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. God just separated her with the Egyptian.
Amen.
But they are still within the same place. Jesus said, I do not pray that you must remove her. But I pray that you keep her amidst the Egyptians.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Behold, I send you as sheep amidst the wool. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Keep them sheep amidst the wolf.
Yes, sir.
Let them not copy the wolf attitude and
Amen.
Behavior.
Yes, oh my.
Let them remain sheep.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Oh.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
For if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for battle?
Sure.
Now, saints, we have to prepare. The scripture tells us to prepare. Now, when the scripture says, Till your land.
Amen.
It means prepare.
Yes, sir.
So how do we prepare lingering between opinions?
My goodness.
If God be God, worship him.
Amen.
Sure.
But if Baal be, then worship Baal.
Yeah.
Tell us who you shall worship.
Oh my goodness.
Tell us what you have. Who do you believe in? Who do you have trust in? What works for you? Do what works for you.
Sure.
As Jesus said, my friend, what you are going to do, do quickly. This is time. We cannot linger no longer.
Amen.
Between opinions.
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The message has given us a clear sound.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We are not confused.
Sure.
Those who left us are confused.
Amen.
They left because they were living in confusion.
Amen.
Lingering between opinions.
Hallelujah.
Even Amen. Now.
Yes, sir.
They are more confused.
Oh.
Right back into Babylon.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Babylon has swallowed them.
So,
brother, sister, it's time to run away from
Amen.
Babylon. Praise God.
Oh,
God has a provided place now.
Amen.
And this
Amen.
Provided place is not man, no church.
No.
It's Christ, the hope of glory.
Hey. Right.
For he said, for the Lord himself
Amen.
Shall descend. Not somebody else.
Amen.
Right now. The Lord himself is here
yes,
now
Amen.
And today.
Amen. Amen.
Let me just tell you, if you don't know that the Lord himself
yes,
is here now.
Amen.
Is here today.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
That's why we know that the people of God must benefit from what the word is saying.
Yes, sir.
Now we come against this enemy.
Amen.
This thief that has
Amen.
Been taken from the people of God.
Amen.
So that they hear the word and not understand it. Why? They are lingering between opinions.
Oh my God.
Praise
oh my
God. And I'm blessing you. I've been blessing you.
Hallelujah.
And many people are not receiving this blessing because they don't know whether to trust me or not.
Yeah.
How long will you have? Choose who you will trust. Choose who will serve. But those who trust me as God's servant,
yes, sir.
You have been delivered. You are escaping
Amen.
Right now
Amen.
From all your oppressions.
Amen.
Whether physically or spiritually.
Amen.
You shall see victory.
Amen.
You will sing victory is mine.
Hallelujah.
Not because it's a chorus or a nice chorus, but because you will experience a victory after a victory.
Amen.
Let the Lord deliver you out of a spirit. Amen. Of stubbornness. The spirit of unbelief. The spirit of all kinds of denying the word of God and following its truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no devil that will come and steal no more. We are not going to linger anymore.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We oh hallelujah. We serve a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity.
Yes, sir.
Oh Lord, from heaven, behold your people's infirmity.
Oh my God.
We come against the spirit of infirmity, so that every son and daughter of God now is delivered.
Hallelujah.
Deliver them, Almighty
Amen.
God. Be merciful to them. Right now, glory to God. The spirit of infirmity, you are rebuked. You
right.
are cast out.
Glory
you are bent down.
Amen.
You shall never again oppress God's people.
Amen.
Right now,
Amen.
Listen to the sermon.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. We come against that spirit right now. A spiritual infirmity. We come against it right now.
Hallelujah.
A spirit of rebellion in, the, in people's heart.
Amen.
Their minds are troubled and confused. Rebellion is taking them, drift them away. They fall into backsliddenness and sin.
To somewhere.
I now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lamb of God who is here now by himself, we speak and we put all these kinds of demons under the feet of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
you shall never be oppressed, Son of God, Daughter of God. You
Amen.
Are free.
Amen.
A trumpet of jubilee
Amen.
Sounding a specific message.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You are free.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The Lord has freed you. against poverty.
Thank you, Lord.
I speak against struggles.
Hallelujah.
In the physical and
Amen.
The spiritual.
Hallelujah.
I speak success. I speak prosperity.
Amen.
And I speak truth. Amen.
Amen.
That you may serve God and serve Him in truth and faith. Praise God.
Amen.
Without any kind of a doubt, believe the promise. Every promise in the book belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
And I say to Satan and all kinds of thieves that have been stealing from the people of God, bring back in Jesus' name right now. We take it back.
Amen.
Bring health back.
Hallelujah.
We bring life back.
Amen.
We bring money back.
Amen.
We bring success back.
Yes,
we bring promotion back.
Amen.
We bring your job back. God. It does not matter what it is. We bring your marriage back. Amen.
Amen.
Your children back. Hallelujah. In Amen. Jesus' name.
Amen.
You receive it today.
Thank you, Lord.
For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Praise God.
Oh,
with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. This is not a message, amen, that is lingering or that is uncertain. This is a sure, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Just like Daniel spoke, the dream, hear, O King, the dream.
Oh,
and interpretation, therefore, sure.
Yes.
There is not a doubt that amen. Jesus Christ
amen.
Has never left us.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
He must still finish the job. To take us into.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
He has to take that job up
Amen.
By himself. Glory to God.
Oh, thank you, Lord
but
Jesus.
If a trumpet gives an uncertain sound, we can't be able to prepare. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Look, come against this depression that has fallen against people of God because they couldn't handle themselves in the way of a true Christian. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lose them from the spirit of depression.
Amen.
Lose them from stress. Lose children, Lord. Lose them from stress. Give them freedom. Amen. Them that the word set free are made free indeed.
Praise
God. And today you are made free, brother and sister.
Hallelujah.
All families are free.
Amen.
All marriages are free.
Oh.
Amen. They will enjoy the benefit that is in the word.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. By honoring he whom the Lord has sent.
Amen.
That's how you serve God.
Amen.
And that's how you benefit from that way.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. God will never send two opinions. So we cannot expect somebody else or something else apart that which the Lord has provided for our time.
Amen.
And we need to understand, it is done. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord has done it.
Amen.
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 Lord.
I have some quotation, but then I would rather that we will leave them for the future. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Because we need to understand. Let me just read this. Amen. Let me just read the seals a little bit. Just the seals a little bit. Amen. Amen. Now, let me just read this. I'm going to read He Cares Do You. I want to read this quotation that we shared with my brother just earlier today. 135 quotation. He says, God cared for Elijah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Can we share with Brother Mitumelo and Amen. 135 paragraph says, He cares to you. Amen.
Amen.
And let me just give you the rest. In 630721, He cares to you. Now listen to this. Now, God cared for Elijah because Elijah cared for God.
Aye.
All other preachers had lost the vision of that day. Amen.
Amen.
Had lost the will of God and love and the love of his word. And it all went modern. What went modern? They changed the way of serving God.
Amen.
So that they can be accepted by modernism.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The way of the people. How the people would be free coming to that church and happy.
God.
Forsaking the old ways. Amen. And it all went modern. matter how modern Jezebel help them, Jezebel is a type of the church that rules all other churches today, amen, which is Rome.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's exactly what Jezebel is. And Jezebel is now having children, a lot of daughters,
amen,
who are following on his ways. Now, when you say daughters, we mean churches.
Amen.
But you need to understand these are type and figures if you are listening to us very well.
Amen.
Because when we talk about this thing, we are not actually literal, we are actually talking about types and figures.
Yes, sir.
We talk about the things, the shadows and the reality, the archetypes.
Yes,
so you need to understand when we talk about Jezebel, we are not specific to a person, we are specific to a church.
Amen.
That the scripture is telling us about. Amen. Amen. So the first lady of the land, no matter how much them other preachers, let them women act and do. Mm. Elijah called out against this.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Lord, he cared for what God said. And God cared for what Elijah said then. And I tell you today, everything I said,
amen,
every blessing I have given to you,
yes, sir,
God cared about it,
yes, sir,
because I care,
yes,
about his way.
Amen.
And I believe this, amen, church cares more,
amen,
about his way,
amen,
than our own opinions,
amen,
and our own things. Sure. And benefit today, I bless you.
Amen.
This moment on, you will benefit.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Lord.
Sometimes we fail to benefit from the servant of God because of the manner we take him.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's my daddy. It's my husband. It's my brother.
Yeah.
It's my sister. It's my this and that. My son. And all those kind of things. And then you fail to receive from God's sent one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because that's how you look at him. That's how Pharaoh missed him.
Amen.
Who is the Lord of Israel that I may obey him? I don't know him. So you see, having him to know him, he would have obeyed him.
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding that?
Amen.
So therefore, who do you know about the one God sent? The message is clear.
Amen.
Message is not confusion.
Amen.
The message is not confused.
Hallelujah.
So when people are confused, they call the message confusion.
Yes, sir.
You see, the problem is when the time comes and they realize that they missed the mark. Can you imagine? It will be too late for them to turn around. And that's what they are saying about us. I tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So Elijah called out against it. Amen. He cared for what God said. And God cared for what he said. Then, because he said the word of the Lord, and God cared when you care. But you got to care first. Eh? You got to care first. Notice, he cared when he called Elijah by his weight off from among the denominations. Looked like he would have to starve to death. Because there would be no tithe and offering coming to him. But he so cared for Elijah. He didn't let him starve during the time he was obeying the word of God.
Sure.
He commanded the ravens to feed him. I tell you right now.
Hallelujah.
It does not matter how it comes.
Yes, sir.
God will bring it.
Yes, sir.
If it comes by the ravens.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
God uses the bird that cannot look after its own children.
Hallelujah.
He uses something that cares for itself. But he shows you that he's God.
Amen.
He's the one in charge, the one who created it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If we trust God enough,
church,
and believe him, he is here for the Lord himself.
Amen.
The Lord himself. It is the fact that shows us the Lord himself must descend. The trumpet should have a clear sound.
Yes, sir.
And amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We can't be lingering,
amen,
between opinions.
No. Yes.
Not now,
yes,
not never.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So he commanded the ravens to feed him. He cared for Elijah because Elijah cared for him. He is the way. Glory to God.
Amen.
So God is the way. Amen. You care for the word cares for you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Blessed. Oh. Glory to God. Listen to this. I just want this first seal, paragraph 68. The first seal, paragraph 68. Amen. He says, until it comes to the last angel. Can be before that. Now, he has no certain mystery. But he gathers up all that's been lost in them other ages. All the truth that wasn't truly revealed yet. See, as the revelation comes, then he reveals those things in his day.
Amen.
As the revelation comes, then he reveals them in his day. Now, I want you to understand, meaning he will preach and study and preach, but as the revelation comes, he will reveal these things in his day. Now, if you want to read it, there it is, Revelation 10, verse 1, about 4, up until 7, even down to 11. Now listen to this. He says, all right, see, take the book and of the seals and breaks them and show the seventh angel.
Aye.
For this alone, what?
Amen.
The seals.
Amen.
This alone is the mysteries of God. This alone, the mysteries of God, is the ministry of the seventh angel. This alone,
amen,
the mysteries of God,
sure,
is the ministry of the seventh angel.
Aye, 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 aye.
Now, we just come through the church ages, even history, and prove that. See, it is the angel's message of the seventh church, all right, reveals all the mysteries that's been in the past and all the things in the past. Revelation 10, 1 to 7. You see, that's to be. How? Now remember, in the days of the seventh angel, he's sounding forth, blasting forth the gospel trumpet. I want you to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Amen.
So this particular trumpet has a certain sound.
Yes, sir.
It's a clear voice.
Amen.
He is to finish all mysteries of God. So you are a mystery of God.
Hallelujah.
You are finished.
Hallelujah.
In this age.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
You are a blessing blessed.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
Sure. Sure.
You are a walking blessing.
Amen.
That needs to enter into your season and receive the things that
amen.
God has.
Amen.
But I tell you tonight, it all has been released. To those who are listening today.
Amen.
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 I see that in here. I don't know if there's more. Which is the number of a woman. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tell us of the church that's blessed.
Amen.
So people of the living God, receive your blessing today.
Hallelujah.
Now, listen to me. I say, let your blessing be active.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Your blessing is active. No, there are believers looking through Facebook.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You have never seen such a deliverance.
Amen.
And I tell you today, you will see it tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It will happen while you sleep.
Amen.
When you wake up, it will keep happening.
Amen.
You're going to ask yourself, what has happened to me? You must know that a trumpet has sounded
amen
to you
amen
with a clear sound.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord bless you all. God bless you, my precious brother. It's a series that will continue, which I believe it's actually a very much long series that we will deal with. God bless you, saints.